On the line now I have Ian Doyle. He's Head of Conservation at the Heritage Council. Hello, Ian. How are you?
How are you, Noel? Good afternoon.
A good afternoon as well, yes. And I believe it still is a good afternoon out there.
Yeah, I nearly said good morning.
We do that many a time. Just about the Adopt a Monument scheme, what are we talking about? Are we talking about actual monuments, heritage centres, all sorts of things? Give us a breakdown.
Yeah, it's a scheme we started running in 2016, so we've been running it a while, and it's really, we put a call out to the public looking for sites that they're interested in learning a bit, little bit more about, caring for, researching, and maybe presenting to the public more than they are open at the moment. So the kind of sites that we take in, and we tend to take a very broad definition of monument. So some of the places we have at the moment vary from old church sites to a stone fort in the middle of a lake in Donegal, to a Jacobean church, to, we even took in a handball alley.
They're rare these days.
They are, but they're actually really important because a lot of them are from early in the 20th century. They're built of kind of shuttered concrete, and they were huge places of social interaction and meeting places, so they were really important. So I suppose the point I'd make to answer your question is we take a broad view of what a monument is. So when we put out a call and we take the applications in and we assess them and study them, and we're looking for an interesting place, but that's about half it. Mm-hmm. The other half is we're looking for an interesting bunch of people who are a group, a little bit of organisation, and who have energy and curiosity. So really, we're looking for an interesting monument or place or building or site, but we're also looking, and it's as important, we're looking for a really well-motivated group of people who want to do the right thing by their monument and learn and are full of energy and curiosity. So it's 50-50. So that's really what we're looking for. And
okay.
I can't stress it enough, we take kind of a broad view of what a monument is. So it can be a recorded monument, an archaeological place, like a castle or a church or a stone fort. But it could also be something like what I mentioned, the handball alley. We also took in two 19th century mining features. So we take a broad view.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it sounds very interesting. As I said, I have special fonds in memories of the handball alleys. I thought they were great sporting arenas for young people. Absolutely great. And they should have never taken them down. But anyway, that's another story. But you're particularly sort of targeting as well travellers and some of the sites they might have of old, which have also disappeared.
Yeah, well, we put a line in the press release that we were interested in. Again, it goes back to that idea of just broadening the definition of what a monument might be and what kind of meaning people place upon them. So we thought, well, there's a huge body of lore and culture and tradition in communities like the travelling community. Wouldn't it be good to try and understand that? So we're interested in applications from the travelling community. It might be a campsite, it might be a place of craft activity or somewhere associated with story or tradition. So that's really what we're interested in there. Again, it's just going back to that idea of broadening what a monument is and what makes it special to people.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, all right, because there's lots of places that you can see lying derelict around that maybe have a great history to them, and all they need is someone to get in there and explain it. I was talking actually to Gillian Bryan, talking about lighting up the canals and sort of making them more amenable to people to use, and a practical and resourceful centre as well. So that this sort of thing, people are waking up to it. So I'm sure you're going to get a great reaction to this Adopt a Monument scheme.
Well, we have to date, and just to give you an example, we had one of the first sites we took in was a mound in the middle of a housing estate in Dungarvan, County Waterford. And it was known as Gallows Hill. People thought that it was somewhere that hangings took place in the 17th and 18th centuries. And there was always suspicion that it was an Anglo-Norman earthwork fortification, a motte, you know, a motte and bailey,
mm-hmm.
with a castle on top. And the group started doing geophysical survey, and they did an art competition, and they had Mary Kennedy from that RTE programme nationwide came down, and she filmed all their efforts. And then the following year, Prince Charles visited Kilkenny, Prince Charles of the British royal family,
mm-hmm.
and one of the group came and met him, and the monument was just seen as somewhere that just opened up opportunities, you know, visiting, meeting the royal family from Britain, or RTE television coverage, and it progressed that they did excavations on it last year with a professional archaeologist, and they've just been awarded money from the Royal Irish Academy now. So I think if you put the work into projects like this and sites like this, they pay back in an amazing way. Or similarly, we have another group in Mount Bellew in East Galway. They've adopted a walled garden, and we matched them up with probably the leading international or Irish expert on walled gardens and designed landscapes, a lady called Fionnuala Reid, and she did an amazing report on them that showed them how to progress it. So they're working on implementing that now and working to expose the historic paths. So the whole community has come together on that, and the local group recognises that this would be just a huge amenity when they get it finished, and I know they will, for the local community, but also a tourist attraction. So you do get more out than you put in, but there are huge opportunities in terms of working with heritage, and it's brilliant to just bringing people together.
It is indeed, Ian, and it's a win-win all the way around for everyone. I mean, you mentioned a few places there, and I'm sure you get a lot of reaction from around the Fingal area as well, because there are lots of sites around here, and I'm sure that people often, which I have myself gone by and said, I wonder what that was years ago. So this is the type of thing, and you sort of restore them in a bespoke fashion.
I think the first thing we do is we'll sit down with the people that come in under the scheme, and we figure out what have they got, what would they like to do, what kind of skills have they got in the local community group, but I think more than anything, what would they like to do?
Mm.
So it's not really a matter of us telling them do this, do that, do the other thing. It's just sitting down and working it out, and it might be a little bit of training in folklore or in interpretation. It might be figuring out what's the best way to manage the vegetation in the site or manage it for wildlife, right down to would you like to do a survey. So it's really about working out what's most appropriate and what the community will get most benefit out of. Now, you mentioned Fingal. We co-fund a community archaeologist with Fingal County Council, a lady called Chris Baker,
mm-hmm.
and she's done some amazing work, community archaeological excavations in Swords Castle, and I think last summer she did some work at Dromana. It's a peninsula that stretches out into Loch Shinney. It has or next to Loch Shinney village, has a Martello tower on it, so she very much opened up those two sites to the public, and I know she was doing some community based geophysical survey to look under the ground in a couple of areas of Fingal as well. So, Fingal is a really interesting place in terms of heritage, in terms of heritage projects, and just involving people and communities. So it's been a lot of good work in Fingal.
Okay, I suppose, Ian, if people look up the heritagecouncil.ie, to get an idea of a lot of the things that you've done already since 2016 and what they can look out for.
Yeah, and you'd find details of our Adopt the Monument scheme on the Heritage Council website, heritagecouncil.ie. We have a closing date of the 28th of February, and the application form is there, and a little bit more guidance. And we'd love to see some applications in from Fingal.
Okay, that's
the kind of area that your radio station covers.
Indeed. So it's only 2 weeks away, so the closing date. Listen, thank you very much. Anything else for our listeners, Ian, before I let you go?
What else? The other really interesting thing happening in heritage at the moment is there's a new national heritage plan being devised, called Heritage Ireland 2030, and that's also looking for public submissions. So if your listeners googled Heritage Ireland 2030, you'd see a SurveyMonkey form for people to feed in what they feel is important about heritage and what it might need.
Okay.
So have your say.
Okay, that's terrific, and great work then being done there by the Heritage Council, and indeed all the staff there and yourself. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Ian Doyle, the Head of Conservation at the Heritage Council. And you heard the websites there, both of them there, if you're interested in any of that.